Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Okay, Topper. Ease her in.
Landing gear's frozen.
Looking good.
Lost my radar.
A little more power now.
I'm out of fuel.
Right for lineup.
Lost a wing.
Doing fine.
There goes the other one.
Okay, Topper. Call the ball.
Touching down.
That was Rosie coming into Austin, Texas last night from Orlando.
That's a hard landing right there. I remember that. We were in Orlando loading, and they said, we're sorry to announce someone has detected a mechanical problem with this airplane. Would y'all all please return to the lobby, and we'll figure this out. I said, you bet I will, baby.
Better to figure it out on the ground.
I don't knowingly fly in airplanes with broken parts. That's for sure. It's inconvenient being rescheduled, missing your connection, staying in Austin, having a steam pocket. Having a hot pocket for your dinner at 12:30 in the morning before you go to bed. But we're ready. We're here. We're prepared. It's Rosie and Jennifer broadcasting live from our beautiful motel room overlooking the skyline of Austin, Texas. We will be flying home this evening with Romy in studio and, of course, Mr. Gary D., our broadcast engineer, keeping everything under control. We're talking this particular hour about honeydew tips.
And
you might want to consider for Valentine's Day, and I'll have a couple of tips, guys, on how to make this Super Bowl weekend the most romantic weekend you and your wife have ever had. I've already given you point one, two. I've got others as it comes closer and closer to game time through the course of the day. You got to stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss these tips.
Well, real quick, while we give out the number, if you'd like to join the conversation, this is our 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. Come on in and join our house, and we'll see how we can help you and get your question answered. You do that by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or if you need to send a picture for to describe the project, or you're looking for a little product identification, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Mention why you were in Orlando, and then hit points one and two real quick for our radio affiliates that's just joining us here in the 10 o'clock hour.
Jennifer and I just spent the past week at the largest building products and services show of the year in the world. It's called the International Builder Show. It's held in conjunction with the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. It's 1 million square feet. There's only a couple cities in America with a convention center big enough to hold everything that's put on display. And they only give us 3 days. I really think it should almost be a 10-day event. There's so much to see. I think Jennifer put on about 20 miles in the 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 8 miles a day. And that was, and even with all the cool classes we got to take, we got lots of continuing education type classes from the experts. We have all kinds of great things to share.
A couple big takeaways, and we're going to be covering, I mean, our brain was ready to explode. Jennifer and I went out to dinner last night with a couple notepads. We sat at the table and just said, what do you want to share with the homeowners in Arizona that we've learned? And we've got pages and pages of notes. But, Jennifer, your number one takeaway from the International Builder Show in Orlando.
Well, you know how in the old days you used to be able to work on your own car?
Yeah, I love those models.
And you taught all our kids how to work on that little step-side pickup truck we had.
Yeah.
But as things have changed and updated, now cars are so computerized that you have to have experts to work on them. And it kind of seems like the smart house is the house of the future.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to be an option. This stuff is going to be in your home. And, you know, unless you've owned your home a long time and you decide not to, but if you're going to step into a new home or a new, or some flipped home or whatever, these things are going to be incorporated into your home. So
just updating your house. that's going to involve this technology.
Yeah, so I think we're going to be leaning more and more on experts to help us with things. Even lighting. Lighting is a huge...
It's so complicated.
It's complicated between color and technologies and...
Done right and done wrong is all the difference in the world.
Well, I just really gained a new appreciation for people in the building and interior design field, knowing that you really could, in the long run, save yourself a lot of grief by going to an expert first. And they're not all that pricey. I mean, from what they can save you, what they can introduce you to, what they can tell you is a good product. There's a lot of shiny things out there that you could get all excited about, and then you find out, hey, this just hit the market, and maybe it's not the best time to try this new product. So just seeking some professional guidance, I think, is really the tip I got. And I've always been kind of against that. I'm like, I can do this myself kind of person, but I can't anymore. There's a lot out there.
Sweet. Jennifer's number one takeaway from the International Builder Show of 2022, held in Orlando, that we were trying to get home from last night. We were stuck in Austin. Going to have a finish the broadcast here, go do a little hike along the Colorado River city parks, and then catch an airplane home tonight. Now, I'd like to continue, because my number one takeaway was, how am I going to make this weekend the most romantic weekend of our 43-year marriage?
I never even realized that, the intersection of the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day.
I think the NFL should have the Super Bowl every single Valentine's Day weekend. I've given a couple tips for you guys, and I'm talking primarily to you guys whose wives may not be big football fans.
And real quick, just do one and two for those that have just joined us.
Number one, get up ahead of your wife on Sunday morning, game day, and fix the coffee, prepare a little breakfast, and bring it all to her in bed. If it's your family tradition of going to church, you get the kids up, get them dressed, get them all dolled up, polish the shoes, braid the hair, do whatever you got to do to get everybody ready and get to church. Now, point three, you get home. Point three for me on Sunday after church, I'm pretty religious about taking a Sunday afternoon nap.
pretty much.
So get your nap done and then wake up fully energized to start preparing the appetizers. Don't let your wife struggle through the kitchen all afternoon. You get up and prepare the appetizers for game time. Ice down the refreshments in a big bucket. Dump them in there. Fill it full of ice. Fix your angels on horseback. Fix your poppers. Fix all of your other fried favorite appetizers and get them ready for the game time. Let your wife enjoy doing whatever she likes to do through the course of the afternoon. Remember, you're getting close to kickoff. It becomes more and more strategic the closer we get to game time. There's step one, two, and three.
And just to have the record straight, Rosie's very religious about taking a nap on every day that ends in day. And I'm the same. I'm the same.
Getting back to the topic at hand, simple project for your honey to do. It's our article of the week. It's our hashtag of the week. And this is another element of making this weekend super, super special. We talk about things you could do for your Valentine. That we open the article with 10 tips on cleaning. Well, let me just take point one on cleaning. It talks about cleaning the dirty light switch covers and receptacles and devices in your house. And I think that would be an excellent way to show your appreciation for those that you live with in the house. Go ahead and prep them. Go ahead and disinfect them. Go ahead and clean the grease stains on the wall around them. But, if maybe you need to go a step farther, because maybe your behavior hasn't been what it should be all year, and you need to go just a little bit beyond that extra mile, why don't you consider turning the circuit breaker off, removing the faceplate and the screws, the trim screws, and the electrical device, and spread them out on a table covered with old newspaper on the back patio, and treat them all with a primer. We use a product called Versa Primer. There's several different types that work well. Those devices are made out of plastic, and they will not hold paint. You can also wash them down with trisodium phosphate, rinse them well, sand them with a 200 grit sandpaper, and then go to a professional paint store and buy a device called a paint spray bomb. And it's actually an empty spray paint can that you unscrew the top of, and you pour in whatever color paint you want. Make sure it's thoroughly stirred, thoroughly mixed. You may have to thin it down just a very little bit. Screw the spray lid back on the top. And actually, after priming all those electrical devices and switches and trim plates and screw heads, now paint them the color to match your wall, or maybe an accenting color. Those devices don't have to be bone, ivory, or white. They can be any color you want. So if you are in a situation where you need to go that extra mile to win your Valentine's heart, don't just stop at cleaning all those devices. Go ahead and properly prep them and paint them. Put them back together. Let the paint thoroughly dry, maybe even a couple days before you put them back on the wall to keep from chipping it while the paint is drying. And I think you could really win a couple extra stars in your crown with that one. Take it from me, Rosie, on the house.